ते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा माय हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट टू एवरीबडी हु हैज कम टू बरसाना प्लीज चैंट टुगेदर हरे कृष्णा आई एम श्योर यू कैन चाउंट चैंट लाउडर देन दिस हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बरसाना धाम की श्री राधा रानी की लाडली लाल की जय जय श्री राधे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य जनांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू बरसाना धाम। वृंदावन धाम एज हिज होलीनेस राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग यस्टरडे इज द टॉप मोस्ट ऑफ ऑल होली प्लेसेस एंड नो वेयर इन द होल क्रिएशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज वॉकिंग विदाउट एनी फुटवेयर टचिंग हिज सोल्स ऑफ हिज फीट टू द ग्राउंड। So something called as Krishna Charan Raj is only available in Vrindavan Dham, and all these sages and demigods and great personalities are coming to Vrindavan Dham to attain the dust of Vrindavan Dham. But the supreme personality of Godhead also comes one to one place to take the dust of that place, and that place is Barsana Dham. Because in Barsana Dham His worshipable deity, Srimati Radharani, resides, and she also walks barefoot on this land. Like all of us have sadhana, we have mantra given by Guru, we have regulative principles, we have some vratas, some regulations and rules we follow. Sri Krishna also, as an exemplary personality, has his regulations and has his mantra. And has his worshipable deity. His worshipable deity is Srimati Radharani. The mantra that he chants is Radhe Radhe. Please say. Radhe Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe. He meditates on Radharani's lotus feet in the inner chambers of his heart in deep meditation. And he utters the name of Radhe by his lips. And gets completely engrossed in his meditation on Radharani. And most of the times when he does that, in an ekanta, in a secluded kunja, he turns into golden color personality from his shyamavarna, from his darkened complexion. He assumes golden yellow form because he becomes Radhamay. He becomes identical with Radharani. So message for us is We should also chant like that, with full concentration, in the deepest core of our hearts, uttering the Maha Mantra with full concentration at the lotus feet of the Lord. This place is a very unique place, which is called Barsana. One of the meaning of Barsana is that the bhakti ras, prema ras, is always being showered here. Ras hamesha baraste rehta hai. That is why it is called Barsana. Shandilya Muni calls it as Varasyanyu, because there are very beautiful peaks of mountains over here. Four beautiful peaks of mountain. Syanyu means beautiful. Also, there is a beautiful var here, that is Sri Krishna. Manageable personality. Var. So, also in another Puran is called Brihat Sanu. Brihat Sanu means there are many beautiful mountain peaks here. Another very important feature of Barsana Dham is nobody comes here in male form, but we have come still. But whoever wants to come here, they have to assume Sakhi Vesha. They have to become Mataji. So all Matajis who are come here in bona fide way, Prabhuji have to change their mind and set their mind to female mode. Because Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of the whole universe, material and spiritual, the Anadi Personality, he also becomes Sakhi here and enters. Constantly he is wearing Sakhi Vesha to enter in this place, and is constantly seeking the mercy of Radharani. At times he rolls in the dust of this place, thinking that my dear Radharani has walked over this place. So he rolls in the dust, not only walks, not only comes down, offers dandavat, but he rolls in madness. And sometimes when she gets upset, he sheds rivers of tears and bathes her lotus feet, and again rolls in the dust under her feet. So it's a very intense place. Do not come here as a sightseeing mood. Where our Lord, who's our worshipable Lord, he is coming here to worship Radharani and roll in the dust and cry to seek the mercy of Radharani. How can we come in a picnic mood here? Or in a tourist mood here? First of all, we have to understand that none of us are qualified to come here. Because what it requires to come here, actually, spiritually, is deep, intense mood of surrender, humility and gratitude. Unless that is there, that is called Sakhi Bhava. In one sense, Sakhi Bhava is servant of servant, of servant of servant of servant of servant of Krishna, devotees. And with that mood only, one can understand an atom of understanding of what Barsana Dham is. This place is so powerful that maybe in introduction only all time will go. But doesn't matter. Whatever time Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna has allowed us to be here in this place, unless we absorb that mood, we will be here physically, but we will not be here spiritually. So better to be here physically and spiritually together with all our body, mind and soul. Let us be here. And even if we may not be able to describe all the pastimes of this place, it doesn't matter. You are here, your Atma is here, your mind is here, your eyes are here, your ears are here. With all that Krishna has provided us, we can absorb the atmosphere of this place. For example, you see in this place only, this place is filled with all those auspicious trees which we worship them as auspicious. You have Kadamba tree, you have Tamal tree, you have Neem tree, you have Bargat tree, you have Peepal tree. You have all kinds of trees. And what is the meaning of Vrindavan Dham? That you see every tree as Kalpa Vriksha here. And I request you, do not look on right side. Let them do what they are supposed to do, and you are supposed to listen. Please focus over here. Do not allow your mind to get distracted by anything around you. So the trees are Kalpavriksha. You are standing, sitting at the shelter of these trees. These trees constantly absorb the mood of devotion, love, surrender of the devotees over here, who reside here eternally, visibly, invisibly. And their collective consciousness, these trees accept. And when you come under those trees, they emanate those vibrations for our spiritual benefit. So these trees are very powerful. You are sitting at the bank of, at the bottom of these trees. And another glory of this place is to understand is, the first citizen of this universe, Brahmanda, is Lord Brahma, from whom all of us are created. Not only all of us, but all the species and all the unlimited karva, nikarva, and unlimited counts of living beings are created by Lord Brahma. And he was born at the lotus, coming out of navel of Lord Vishnu, that is Brahma Loka, but he was in ignorance, he didn't know. He performed 60,000 years of tapasya at the beginning of his first Satyayuga. There was no response, so he went on with his work of creation. Because before the starting of creation, Sri Krishna spoke Chatushloki Bhagavatam in his heart and gave him not only knowledge, but ultimate, complete, full realization of everything that needs to be understood. So what he understood by that everybody will be suffering in this world. Birth, old age, disease and death. So he performed tapasya to know what to do about it. No response. He went on with his service of creation. At the end of the first Satyayuga, he again performed 60,000 years of tapasya. And after 120,000 years of genuine tapasya, he got darshan of Krishna. And he said that I want to attain the dust of all the devotees staying over here. So Sri Krishna said, go to Vrindavan Dham. So he said, Vrindavan Dham is very big, where should I go? So he said, Vrishabhanu Puram Gatva. Please go to Vrishabhanupur, where Vrishabhanu Maharaj is a king and Radharani is a mistress. So Brahmaji was ordered by Krishna to become a stone here. So Brahma had four heads. So there are four mountain peaks here. Brahma assumed the form of mountain. Another thing to understand, what is the meaning of becoming mountain? Meaning of mountain, becoming mountain is becoming Mr. Nobody. No existence, no personality. Everybody will walk with their feet on you. They will pass urine and stool. They will do all kinds of obnoxious things. And you have no right to respond. Can you reduce the sound, please? Volume, can you reduce? Hare Krishna. So he assumed that form. Why I am telling all these things? Because Lord Brahma is the first personality in the whole universe. Our Param Prapitamaha is Lord Brahma. And he has become a stone in this place. Only for the purpose of attaining the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, Radharani, gopis and cowherd boys, all Brajvasis. So if we also try to assume some kind of mood like that, then we may be able to attain what is supposed to be attained over here. So all these things are important. A very close by place, I'll tell you, it's very close by from here. On the way when we came from there, on right side is called Bihar Kunda or Gauri Kunda. Lord Shiva came there and he knew that he is a man, so he has to become a woman here. So he was wearing ladies' dresses and he was not able to successfully dress himself as a woman, as a gopi. At that time, Gauri Devi, his wife, appeared. That's why this kunda is called also Gauri Kunda, because Gauri's Gaur Tej covered all the atmosphere, golden effulgence. And she said, you men don't know how to decorate yourself as women. I will decorate you. And she decorated her husband as a gopi. And after decorating Sola Shrungar, she said, you please go now. And what Lord Shiva did? He assumed the form of a woman, became a gopi, and went to call Srimati Radharani. So Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, everybody here is in that mood. Everybody comes here to beg Radharani's mercy. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj also told us in the first pravachan, in the first ever yatra at Mathura station, welcome address. He said, from the time you arrive Mathura Mandal by train or any other means, please start begging for the mercy of Radharani at the bottom of your hearts till you go back to your place, and keep praying for mercy of Radharani. Because the secret of all secrets, the secret of all secret realizations in bhakti is hidden in receiving the mercy of Radharani. She is Bhakti Devi. She is the mistress of Sri Krishna also. She controls Krishna by her devotion, by her love. Krishna becomes subjugated. Krishna becomes mesmerized. Krishna becomes bewildered. Krishna loses his sense of understanding and rationality in her presence. Krishna's existence is because of her. It is said, when Radha and Krishna stand together, at that time Sri Krishna looks effulgent. When he is alone, he doesn't look so effulgent. Because his all effulgence, his all teja is because of Radharani's association. She is the Sanjeevani, Param Hriday Sanjeevani of Radharani, of Krishna. She is the sustainer of Krishna's life. Krishna owes all her powers, all her existence, all his whatever love, his devotion he thinks he has, he all owes to Radharani. And many people who come to Braj, they are in Vrindavan, take darshan, but very few fortunate people can reach this abode. Because this, if you consider a house like a, suppose a independent house, bungalow, and we can say bungalow. Bungalow has many parts. It has got porch, it has got courtyard, then it has got drawing room, it has got many other rooms, kitchen, and then there are some inner chambers where only the private family members, closest ones go. So each and everybody who comes to the bungalow is not allowed to come to the innermost chambers. If Dudwala comes, then he is only outside. If postman comes or courier wala comes, he is only outside. Some people officially, they come to office work, they are in the drawing room. And only those who are closest in deep love with the family, they are taken in the kitchen or in the innermost chambers where you take rest in the night or you spend time privately with each other. In those places, only the dear ones and special people can be going inside. So Barsana, Nandgaon and Jabavat are these three places in whole Braj Mandal, 84 kroshas of area, where only those who have attained the mercy of Radharani are allowed to come in. So as you have come in here, one proof is that you have all attained the mercy of Radharani. But this mercy of Radharani, what you have achieved, you can make it fail for yourself only if you do not appreciate its spiritual platform. Physically your body has come in, but unless you adopt the mood of the servant of servant of servant of Radharani and beg in a very deep mood of intense devotion, then spiritually also we'll be getting entrance in this place. The place where we are sitting is called Radha Sarovar or Radha Sar, or also called as Gehwar Kund. And this place is supposed to be the Nabhi Kamal of Brahmaji. If the four mountain peaks are four heads of Brahma, then this place is supposed to be the Nabhi of Lord Brahma. And this place comes in the forest called Gehwar Ban. The name of Gehwar Ban is Gahibar. Gahibar means overwhelming emotion of love. In Marathi people understand what is Gahibar. When you become too much emotionally overwhelmed, then we say you received Gahivar, you attained Gahivar. You trembled or you shed tears and you were completely absorbed in loving sentiment, losing your sense of being. And this Barsana Dham is specialized by four things. One is Khor, second is Khirak, third is Giri, and fourth is Gahivar. I repeat again, Khor, Khirak, Giri, Gahivar. Khor means a small node, small lane. Small lane, there are many small lanes here. Sometimes a small lane is between the two mountains coming together. Only one person can pass only in one direction. There are many small lanes here, and one famous small lane here is called Sankri Khor, which one end is in Nandagaon, one end is in Barsana. From Barsana, gopis come, and from Nandagaon, Krishna comes with cowherd friends. And because of narrow path, only one person can walk at one time in one direction. Krishna stops them, and then there is a lot of pastime take place of fighting and argument and shouting. Lalita getting powerful on Krishna and defeating Krishna sometimes. Krishna defeating Lalita, Krishna defeating Radharani, breaking the pots. All these things daily happens there. So that is called Khor. Then something called Khirak. Khirak means water collection. This is also Khirak. And there are many, many water reservoirs over here. You have Jal Mahal of Radharani, Vishwanu Maharaj. You have Kirtida Sarovar. You have Pili Pokhar. You have so many ponds over here. So it's also specialized by many collections of ponds where Radharani has performed pastimes. Then there is Giri. That means there are four mountains. One mountain peak is called as Brishbhanugad or Bhanugad, where there is a palace of Radharani, Sridhama, Anang Manjari. Three brother sisters. That means two sisters, one brother. Sridhama, elder brother. Radharani, younger sister is Anang Manjari. Anang Manjari is Balramji's avatar. Balramji took avatar of Anang Manjari to serve in Shringar Ras or Madhuri Ras. And Vrishbhanu Maharaj and Kirtida are Pati and Patni, father and mother of these three children. They all stay in a beautiful palace on Bhanugad, Vrishbhanu Mahal. Next to that is Dangad. And Dangad is supposed to be, Krishna comes there as a beggar and begs Dan of love from Radharani. Prati Dana, Prema Dana, that she begs from Radharani at Dangad. And the deity there is called Radha Dan Bihari. Then there is one Jaipur temple on Dangad called Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir is there on that. Madhav Rao, there was a king of Rajasthan, he built a temple there. Then third mountain is Vilasgad, where Radharani and Krishna, they swing and they have loving pastimes. Many, many variety of loving pastimes they perform there. And fourth one is over here. You can see behind you. This is Mangad. And amongst all the areas in Barsana, this is the most intense place. Very difficult to understand what happens over here. And this place is Gahwar Kund. And you can see the place here behind. Another small mountain peak is there. You can see. If you see, say Haribol.
Haribol!
So this place is called Morkuti, where Krishna, Radharani have become peacocks and peahens, and they have performed more Leela. Unlimited pastimes of peacock are performed over here. So from the Bhanugad, where this Sriji Mahal, Sriji is Radharani, Ladli Ji, Sriji, Radharani, same. From that palace till the end of Chiksoli village. Right now technically we are in Chiksoli village, also called as Chikitsapur. This is the village of Chitra Sakhi, one of the Sakhi of Ashta Sakhi, Radharani's friend. Chitra Sakhi, she resides over here. So when Chikitsapur, Chikitsoli ends, from that point to Radharani's temple, whole thing is called Behavarban, the last one. I told you Khor, Khirak, Giri, now we are coming to Gahwar. So Gahwarban is starting from Sriji Mandir to the end of Chikitsapur. And this area called Gahwarban, Radharani has personally with her own hands created this place. Every single tree is planted by Radharani. Every single creeper is planted by her. She has given water, she has nourished them. And in childhood, when she was a small baby, she would marry the big trees with small creepers in her childhood playing in this area. And this Gahwarban is a very intense and a very special place. It is specialized by arches, which we call in Sanskrit Kaman. Kaman is something like this, you know, semicircular. So all the arrangements here are semicircular. And in those semicircular arrangements, all the creepers and the trees and the flowers and the vines and the fruits, everything is just hanging. So you just go from in a very snake kind of roads inside. And inside is the private area of Gahwarban. And Radharani and Sri Krishna, they decorate themselves. And then they Radharani, when decorated, Krishna holds her hand and by one hand he removes all the creepers and makes way and he takes her inside. And like that he goes on walking and walking and walking, raising the creepers by one hand and taking Radharani inside. He says, Pyari Ju Aage Chal, please come with me. This is Ghevarban, our meeting place. The cuckoo is very sweetly making sound over here. The parrots are calling you, the peacocks are calling you, the cloud is thundering very softly, rain is coming very softly. Please Radharani, please come. And then inside there is beautiful arrangements of, you know, it's called Nikunja, it's all closed from every side. Nobody can see anything from outside. Only one entrance is there. So most private area, you can imagine. And there is Pushpashaya, there is a bed of flowers. And all sakhis are waiting there and they serve Radha and Krishna in the innermost chambers of Ghevarban. So this is a very intense place. If you get down the steps and you, when you climb the steps and come aim up, there is something called as a restored Ghevarban. Because people were cutting the trees and everything, destroying everything. So people have to stay here. They have fought for 46 years to preserve this beautiful forest created by Radharani by her own hands. And then they made it into one vibhag and now preserved. So you can also appreciate that without the mercy of devotees, nobody can see anything in Dham. Only when the devotees were sincerely dedicated to the Dham and they understand the value of each tree, each creeper, each bird, each animal, each living being here, then they want to preserve because they have understood the glory of the Dham. And those who have understood the glory of the Dham, they work hard to preserve. And when they preserve, people like us who are staying in city, they can come and appreciate. Because where you are sitting right now, there are many, many great souls like Harishchandra Baba, Moni Baba, and so many people. Right here they have stayed. Where you are sitting under a tree, there is white temple there. There Moni Baba stayed. That very place. And he would daily talk to Radharani. And local devotees would come and hear his discussion with Radharani. And he would realize somebody is hearing, he would shout at them and shoo them away. For 105 years he lived here without talking to anybody. But everybody knew his glories. So this place is only those who are immersed in love of Radha and Krishna. They can come here, they can stay here, they can perform bhajan here. Because life is not so easy here. There's no facilities available here. Whatever is available, they stay and they worship Radha and Krishna. They can't expect luxuries over here. This is the same place where His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, when he was Richard Slavin, was in his late teens, he came here. Ghanshyam Baba in Vrindavan at the banks of Jamuna near Radha Vallabh temple, after spending time with him, told him, you go to Barsana and meet one Baba called Ramesh Babaji Maharaj. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, that time Richard came walking all the way from Vrindavan, then walked all the way from Sriji Mandir, all the way to the mountain. And he has spent in this area 6 months in 1971. That time in the mountain, there was nobody there. It's only empty top of the mountain. And dacoits would stay there. And they would preserve their things which they have stolen and stay there with guns and everything. And Baba would stay there, and even Radhana Swami that time stayed with him on the platform. So much of threats were there for life. You can read Journey Home, you will understand the time spent by Radhana Swami here. And as per the guidance of Ghanshyam Baba, what he said, you will get the mercy of Radharani in this place. And the choicest of all spiritual realizations were achieved by him by staying in this place. So he owes his foundation of a spiritual life to this place. So for those who are disciples of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and for all the other devotees, it's a very important place, because when we create a proper mood to enter this place, then we are bestowed upon by Radharani with choicest of realizations. People who were there that time, you were here, that time they were also young boys. And many of us, we know them. So they said that when he came here as a young boy with long matted hair, his eyes were like searching something. All the time his eyes were seen as if some searching something which he wants to see. And today when we see him, we see that he has found what he was searching for. That's what they see, because they are Brijvasis. The speciality of Brijvasis is that they are very simple hearted. It's like if you are having clean water, then you put one drop of pink juice in that, immediately you can make out pink drop is coming in. Or if you are wearing white shirt and one drop, black dot comes on that, immediately everybody can see. Because the whole background is white. You can appreciate pink, yellow, white, black, brown, everything. If you are wearing a blue kurta like myself, then you may not be able to appreciate other things falling on my kurta. It's like that when the heart is completely transparent and clean without duplicity, filled with simplicity and devotion and love, then you can understand the level of others' consciousness, where they are. Because we have a right platform to understand, not judge, to understand. So Brijvasis clearly understand when they see you or me, where we stand spiritually. So they have seen him very closely, the way he stayed here, doing Madhukari in Manpur village, just across here, fetching water from down and lifting buckets all the way up. Now there are very beautiful steps. Previously there were three steps would be one step. When we came here first time, three steps will be one step, and we have to actually climb the mountain. So they would carry buckets of water, they would do Madhukari, and upstairs Ramesh Baba will receive them and then divide amongst the sadhus who are staying upstairs. That is Radhanath Swami, one Sakhisharan Baba, Ramesh Baba, and one Prakash Singh would come from Manpur. He was a grahastha. And they would eat and they would perform their bhajan. Dacoits would come with guns like this, shouting at them, get out from here. So when they came with dacoits, they came with gun. Ramesh Baba, they said, we'll kill you with gun. So he said, I have come to die only here. See, what is the biggest fear in life? Is death, right? And you can scare each other or anybody else with death. But somebody is not fearful of death, how you can threaten him or scare him? So when he said that, you can kill me, you can spare me, you can do whatever you want, because I know my life is in control of Radharani. If she wants me to die, then you will be able to kill me. If she wants me to live, you will not be able to kill me. So do whatever you like. I am performing my bhajan. I will not leave this place. So he did not leave. And one day they left. So what is the meaning of devotion? When you have real devotion, you become fearless. Then you know your life is in the hands of the Lord. Why should I fear? So he only sang one day a song. Jina yaha marna gaya. Jina teri gali mein, marna teri gali mein. He left home at 12 years of age and came all the way walking from Allahabad here to take shelter of Man Mandir, Mangad, with no facilities and nothing. Today, in 1952, he came here as a 12-year-old boy. Today, he is 80 plus. And he has done so much of work in this place. So that today, we are able to appreciate the beauty of this place, the meaning of this place, the intensity of devotion of this place. What is happening over here? Unlimited, intense things happen over here. Even many stories are there. I'll tell you in short that Kamsa also could not come here. He came here and he became a woman as soon as he entered here. And 6 months he cried and cried and cried being a woman. Then Radharani chastised him. He said, you ever come again here, you'll become permanently a woman. Get lost from here. So he jumped in one Kishoru Kund there, became man again and ran away and never came here. Nobody came here. Have you ever read about some demon being coming to Barsana Nandagaon and getting killed and then finally? Because Nandagaon, Barsana and Jawad, these three places, Radharani wanted to preserve fully from any disturbance which will disturb the innermost intricate loving activities of Radha and Krishna and Gopis and Gopas. Everywhere loving pastime only take place. But what takes place here is little different than what takes place somewhere else. The most intimate, most pastimes take place here. And in that pastime, in between, demon cannot come and disturb anybody. Because when demon comes, then Krishna has to take stance and assume some Aishwarya and then kill the demon, everybody is waiting, and then take bath, again take prasad, and then start Leela again. Here continuous loving pastimes take place. That is why, again and again I am requesting, to prepare your consciousness, whatever time, moments, lava matra, whatever lovers, whatever nimeshas, whatever minutes, whatever hours, whatever human time you get here, can award you the ultimate realization that is required to be attained in whole life. Provided we are in the right shape and right mood here. Now this place, Radharani takes bath every day with her chosen 64 sakhis in this place. So this place was also Radharani Saranamruta, very simple. And not once, millions of times she must have taken bath here. Because daily she takes bath here. Even today she takes bath here daily. We may see water is dirty, this, that. This is all external because as Kali Yuga advances, you know, things get degraded and we think that, oh, water is not drinkable or all those things we see. But spiritually, this place where you are sitting on the steps is bedecked with jewels shining effulgently on which you are sitting. It's the greatest fortune to be on those steps, which Radharani gets down these steps every day, enters the water over here. And when they are taking bath and having an intimate private bath here, all the gopis, from this place, Palmorkuti, the gopas, they throw laddus and they disturb them. Like in our city, we throw tomatoes, na? And eggs to disturb somebody. Here they throw nice sweet laddus and they disturb. And that time they have very loving, argumentative exchanges from here to up. So we will offer some pranam mantra to this Ghevarban. These mantras are given in Brahman Naradiya Puran, Braj Bhakti Vilas, Adivara Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, so many Puranas there. Bhavishya Puran mainly talks about this place. So let us chant the pranam mantra with great devotion, folded hands, with closed eyes. Deva Krithartha Rupayai, Deva Krithartha Rupayai, Sri Radha Sarase Namaha, Trailokya Padda Mokshaya, Ramya Tirthayate Namaha. Even big demigods, they come and become completely kritartha, yani satisfied, perfected in their life by coming to this place. Even Triloki, that is the three worlds, they can come here and they get delivered. The place has so much power to deliver all the three worlds. To such a beautiful place, I offer my pranams. Next mantra is, Gehvarakhyaya Ramyaya Krishna Leela Vidhayine Gopi Ramana Saukhyaya Vanaya Cha Namo Namaha. This place called Ghevar, where intimate overwhelming emotions are expressed, Sri Krishna performs his leelas with Radharani and enjoys with their company here. So to this great forest of Ghevarban, I offer my pranams. Yatra Ghevarakam Nama, Yatra Ghevarakam Nama, Vanam Dvandvam Manoharam, Nitya Keli Vilasena, Nirmitam Radhayasvayam. I offer my pranams to this beautiful forest of Ghevar, which is Nirmitam Radha Swayam. Radha herself made it. Nitya Keli Vilasena. For her daily, eternal pastimes of love and affection, she has created this. This forest, Dvandva Manoharam, two personalities, Radha and Krishna, and two groups of people, gopis and gopas, they all get very happy and pleased. Yatra Ghevar Kam Namam. This place is called Ghevarban. One more mantra you can chant from here only, because you all will be going to Radharani's temple where you see Radha and Shyam Sundarji. Here when you go upstairs, you will see Radha Man Biharini. So, when we see Radha and Krishna, there's a mantra to be chanted. You can offer the pranam mantras from here only, and then we can do pranams over there. Namo priyayai radhayai. Namo priyayai radhayai. Brahmano varadayine. Sarveshta phalaramyaya. Radha Krishnaya murtaye. Radha Krishnaya murtaye. Please feel what I'm saying now. Obeisance is to Srimati Radharani. Obeisance is to Sri Krishna Shyam Sundarji. Now we can stop. Who gave the blessings to Brahma to become mountain over here, to glorify this place. All the desires of the heart, of the soul are fulfilled here when you come and take darshan of Radha and Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham and Barsana Dham. Hare Krishna. Another sloka is there which I will chant and you'll hear. Tato Radha Priyam Krishnam Vakyam Uche Krithartha Krut. Radharani also got married to Krishna in 5 places. Generally people feel that they never got married. That is also true. And they got married. This is also true. Both contrasting things can exist together in the holy place of Sri Vrindavan Dham, because they are transcendental places. So, 5 places Radha and Krishna got married. One of the places is Barsana. Second place is Nandagaon. Third place is Sanketvan. Fourth place is Vrindavan. And fifth place is Bhandirvan. So, Tato Radha Priyam Krishnam Vakyam Uche Krathartakut. With great satisfaction in the heart, Radha and told Krishna that now you got married with me. Mama Pitrupure, Tvam hi Maya Saya Pratishtatu. I request you, you don't go take me to your place, but please stay here only with me. Mama Pitrupure, Pratishtatu, stay here only. So you will say then in Nandaga, when you go, you will see Radharani standing aside with, Maryada, as if she's standing in her father-in-law, mother-in-law's house. So she stayed there also as daughter-in-law. And Krishna stayed here also as Ghar Jamai. Both things are true. Both things are contrast to each other, but simultaneously existing as truthful things. This is according to Braj Bhakti Vilas. So the pastime that took place here, I'm just trying to ration because timing is very short. The place at least where we are sitting, we should describe the pastimes. I told you about Gauri Kund. There's another kund is called Dhoni Kund, where Vrishabhanu Maharaj had more than 12 lakh cows. Bhanu Padvi, the title of Bhanu, is achieved by somebody who has minimum 12 lakh cows or more cows. So all his cows would be milked over there in Dohani Kund. That's why it's called Dohani Kund, where milking, Dohana, the milking activity is called Dohana, that takes place. Also, in those days, one time the Kadamba trees, they decided, because they are all living entities, they are all people, they are all devis. The trees are either kalpa vrikshas from spiritual world, or they are all gopi swarupa, or they are Radha swarupa, Radha herself. So, as devotees, when great saintly people, they pray to become trees in the holy place. Because trees have got very subtle and intense powers to absorb the consciousness of the place where they are standing. They have got any capacity. So rishis want to become trees so that they can absorb the consciousness in essence of the holy place of this kind of places. So all the trees decided one day, Kadamba trees, that Krishna always has to pluck our leaves and then make cups out of that and then go to Radharani to take the dahi or makhan whenever they are willing to give. So there's so much time goes in plucking, then making and then eating. So why not we create ready-made dronas in the trees only? So they just pluck and take. Is it possible? Everything is possible in spiritual world. So from that day, all the Kadambas started creating dronas, cups. So Dhoni Kund was a place which was flooded with these trees, which used to have dronas. So whenever the gopis are in good mood, not in fighting mood, not in argumenting mood, and in giving mood quickly. They would all go to Dhonikund, pluck the cups and come. And then they would receive the dahi and butter from gopis. That is why this place is called Dhonikund. One time Krishna came there and Radharani's cows were being milked. So Krishna said, can I milk one of your cows? So Radharani said, okay, you can milk. And she held the calf of that cow. And Krishna sat, nicely tied the hind legs with small thread, and sat down, took a position, and started milking. What he did? He turned one of the udder of gopis, of the cow, and drenched the face of Radharani. And Radharani could not see for some time, because immediately, without any expectation, he did that to her. And all the gopis clapped when Krishna did that. Her face, her beautiful moon-like face, was filled with milk of the cow. So that pastime took place there. In this place, our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhana Swami, told this story. That, you know, all the coward boys are very naughty, and in the leadership of Krishna, they go and they steal butter. So gopis always go and complain to Yashoda Mai. And she has only one argument. Bring my son red-handed with butter on hand, butter on mouth from your house. Then I will believe. Because I don't believe that he steals butter in your house. Because I feed him till the neck.